We're listening to Champagne Red Lights Part 2, produced by DJ Cassidy. When Jay-Z celebrates his birthday, he calls DJ Cassidy to provide the soundtrack. He's DJed the weddings of J-Lo and Beyonce, and now his bona fides are just about complete. DJ Cassidy is now unofficially being called President Obama's DJ. He spun records at an inaugural ball, and last week he picked the playlist for the president's Welcome Back to Chicago bash. DJ Cassidy is 28-year-old Cassidy Podell, and he joins us from our New York bureau. Welcome to the show.
Hey, how are you?
Good. Before I ask about your playlist.
What an intro, by the way. Thank you.
My head
just swelled.
Tell me what's more stressful for you. Is it more stressful trying to put together a playlist for, you know, President Obama or, you know, for Jay-Z, who's arguably the most powerful man in hip-hop?
Neither are stressful. I've been DJing since I'm 10 years old. I love music. I know music. I don't really prepare. I don't really think too much in advance. I guess that kind of inherently eliminates some of the stress.
So do you just come, like, armed with all these albums, records, CDs, files, different pieces of music, and then you just sort of decide what you're going to play when one song's playing?
Yeah, well, technology has helped that somewhat.
Right.
For years, I carried 8 crates of records. Why 8 crates? Because that's what fit in a cab. You fit, like, you know, 6 in the trunk, 1 in the front, 1 in the back on your lap. And if you had a cab driver who was not so nice, you waited for another one.
Okay, DJ Cassidy, we're going to throw a couple challenges at you, okay? Because we got a couple events coming up here in Washington. And some hypothetical ones, too, I should say. All right, so Judge Sonia Sotomayor, she may be confirmed by the full Senate in the coming weeks. What would you play if she had a post-swearing-in, you know, gala event?
Celebration by Kool and the Gang. What else?
Perfect. All right. This week, Henry Louis Gates Jr. and Sergeant James Crowley met at the White House for a beer with the president after, you know, their run-in. If you were asked to make a playlist, what song would you pick?
Oh, whoa. Maybe Stevie Wonder, Sir Duke.
Music is a world within itself, with a language we all understand.
It's just really a feel-good song and fits really in every... every occasion. You can play that at a young person's, birthday party. I can play that after a speech at a corporate, Christmas party. I can play that at a nightclub. So that would have been a good song, you know?
Good for a reconciliation event as well.
Yeah.
All right. Okay, before we let you go, DJ Cassidy, one more song to go out on.
All right.
Give us a tune.
What we're going to do here is put on one of my favorite party records of all time. Any setting, any city, any people. Kiss. By the legendary, the one and only, Prince.
You don't have to be rich to be my girl. You don't have to be cool to rule my world. Ain't no particular sign that I'm more compatible with. I just want your extra time and your kiss.
That's Cassidy Podell, also known as DJ Cassidy. He joined us from our New York bureau. DJ Cassidy, thanks for stopping by.
Thank you for having me.
Kiss.